Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's a new morning, it's a new day, because you live and breathe in me. It's a new dawning, brand new mercy, yesterday's gone.
Hello, 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 and thank you for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we are talking about the pain of ghosting. So we're talking dating, relationships, and how to deal with this thing called ghosting. Ghosting, whether you are the ghoster or the ghostee, it is a life-shifting experience. In today's dating world, being ghosted is a phenomenon that approximately 50% of men and women have experienced. Surprisingly, the same number is true for those who have done the ghosting. So why does this ghosting hurt more than usual? And why does it seem to hold over one's emotions for weeks and sometimes even months in some cases? That's what we're talking about today. Well, I would like to give a special shout out to our sponsors of today's show, New Life Pastoral Counseling, therapy for today's individuals and couples. You can find them at newlifedra.com. That's newlifedra.com, as well as Eric Poole, spreading the gospel in Thailand. And you can find him at youcaring.com. And if you're listening to this, of course, on one of our enhanced versions, you can simply click on those links there and they'll take you directly to that page, or you can simply highlight, right click, and go. Our song today is Higher Calling and Sign from Above by Sean V. Syndicate. You can find his song on ReverbNation.com/Sean V. Syndicate. So let's talk about this thing called ghosting. So for many people, they are unfamiliar with the term. So you're saying ghosting, Dr. Angela? I have no idea what you're talking about. What is ghosting? Well, ghosting is the technique of simply disappearing from a relationship, usually digitally, by text or online, without an explanation. That's right, you disappear. That's where they get the name ghosting from. Now that you know what it is, it makes total sense. I know the words that people use nowadays, but hey, we have to keep up with the times. So why do people ghost? There are so many reasons, but I'm going to give you a few. One is that it's the easy way out. You don't have to explain anything to anyone. You don't have to even meet them face to face. You simply disappear. Now, by disappearing digitally or disappearing online, that means that you've blocked that person's number. You have unfriended them. You no longer follow them. You erase them from your life, or you are erased from theirs. But either way, the connection is totally and completely gone. It's like unplugging the television. It's like turning off the radio. It's just gone. There's no more space there for the two of you to occupy together. Unfortunately, for some people, they realize that, hey, you were just one of the many people that I liked, thumbs up, gave a wink to, a heart to, whatever it is, on this dating app. So I tried you out. On to the next person. And it's really as simple as that. No more in-depth. It's just that they were now serving you, and they're now serving next. The bad part is that many times we have been ghosting someone or a version of that our entire lives. We simply didn't call it that. Were you someone who kind of decided that you weren't going to talk to anyone anymore? Now, we're thinking a little old-fashioned breakups here, right? You decided that you weren't going to talk to them anymore. You didn't answer the phone when they called. In the days of caller ID, it was a little bit easier. You knew that phone number. Nope, I'm not answering. Before there were cell phones, you avoided that person. You simply didn't drive down that street. You knew that they worked at a particular place. You didn't go there during their shift. So on and so forth. You made sure that they were no longer in your space. And that's what we're doing today. Still, just doing it a different way. One other reason, and then we need to take a break, and that is that they had no intention on spending that much time with you in the first place. They simply weren't honest about it. Now, unfortunately, like I said, so many people are simply saying, you were just number next. You weren't my forever. You weren't going to be my longtime gal, my forever guy. You weren't my bae, my boo. You were just something to do. You were my Tuesday night, and you were the one that got ahead of the game. Now, it would have been different if the person had taken the time to say that. You would have been a little bit more prepared. Instead, they chose to ghost you. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about the emotional side of ghosting. We'll be back right after this. Spreading the gospel in Thailand. That's what Eric Poole would like to do. He would love for you to visit his YouCaring page. Now you can go to youcaring.com and type in Eric Poole, that's E-R-I-C-P-O-O-L-E dash 1103-101. YouCaring, spreading the gospel in Thailand. Eric Poole would like to, with others, go on a mission trip to Thailand. This fundraiser is for Eric Poole to go on a mission trip this summer for the purpose of spreading the gospel in Thailand. This two-week mission trip will include teaching young children about who God is and how God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us. Most of them have never heard the name Jesus before, and this will be done through a vacation Bible school evangelical missions trip. Now, Eric attends Hope Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hope Church has a huge heart for missions and church planting. This trip specifically is through their college ministry, Hope College and Grads, where young men and women aged 18 to 25 head overseas and spread the gospel to young children in a country that is around 93% Buddhist. The entire ministry recommends this trip, and he really would love to go. Now, if you are interested in helping Eric spread the gospel to those in Thailand, we hope that you will visit his link. Now, of course, if you're listening to this on Modern Living with Dr. Insla, you can click on the link and go directly to that page. Perhaps you aren't able to give as much as you would like right now. Well, guess what? You can share this on Facebook. And each share usually helps generate around $30 on average. So perhaps you can give a little and share a lot as well. Visit youcaring.com/Eric Poole, that's E-R-I-C-P-O-O-L-E dash 1103101. I'm sure Eric will appreciate each and every dollar, each and every share. And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Insla, dealing with the pain of ghosting. So now that we know what ghosting is and why people do it, why does it affect folks so much? mostly because of the emotional discomfort and confusion that it causes. People will say things like, well, I don't understand what happened. I mean, we were just talking yesterday and now I'm blocked on everything. Some people don't understand that it was just a fling in the first place, or that the person perhaps was scared, or they weren't ready to deal with what the other person was bringing to them. And I mean that in a positive sense, because it was causing them to self-reflect. And the person kind of tuck-tailed and ran. So why does it make you feel bad emotionally? Because in many instances, people say, I felt like an idiot. I can't believe that that's what happened. I felt like a fool. Or folks will say, it felt like someone kind of punched me or slapped me in the face, and this was my wake-up call. What in the world? Or perhaps it's they could have texted me and said that they simply wanted to break up. This is horrible. Well, yes, it absolutely positively is horrible. The difference between emotional pain and physical pain is that at least with physical pain, you could take Tylenol. You could, you could take a goodie powder or a BC powder. You could take some medicine and feel better. It's like having cramps or a trolley horse. You know that it's only going to last for a little while, but emotional pain can last for weeks and sometimes even months. Creating this scenario is unfair to the person who is on the receiving end. So don't feel as though it's something done personally. It's not a personal attack. Instead, it's actually showing you the emotional maturity of the person doing the attack. Well, listeners, we need to take a very short break, but when we get back, we're going to continue talking about the pain of ghosting. We'll be back right after this. This is the song Higher Calling and Sign from Above by Sean V. Syndicate. And that was Higher Calling and Sign from Above by Sean V. Syndicate. You can find him on ReverbNation.com/Sean V. Syndicate. And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for dealing with the pain of ghosting on today's show here on Modern Living with Dr. Angela. So why you're just unaware of the emotional truck that's about to hit you? You don't understand in the world of all of this technology why you simply couldn't have gotten a text message that said, sorry, but it's a no-go. Social clues around us help us generate our ability to regulate our understanding of behavior. We understand the do's, the don'ts, the yays, of what it is that we are supposed to do. But when we're ghosted, it leaves us confused. Confused because the person didn't allow us any closure. And closure is what most people are always looking for. The courtesy of saying, thank you, but no thank you. If you have been ghosted, remember one thing, that it says nothing about who you are. It says nothing about your worthiness of love. And it says everything about the other person. It says everything about the person doing the ghosting. It shows he or she does not have the courage to deal with discomfort. He or she does not have the courage to receive
I no longer want to be in this relationship. I hope that I have helped you deal with this thing called ghosting. Until next time, everyone, have an awesome, awesome day. I would like to again thank you for visiting newlifedra.com. That's New Life Dr. A, New Life Pastoral Counseling, therapy for today's individuals and couples. See you there. And as always, listeners, may the Lord continue to shine his face upon you. May you receive his grace and his mercy in all that you do. Have a great time, everyone. Bye-bye.